If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God won't give you more than you can bear. But some things you have to decide are not good for me. You say, oh, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. That woman, she just keep coming at me and keep coming at me. And I'm, Lord, have mercy. I feel myself getting weak. The question isn't the woman's behavior. The question is, why haven't you moved so she can't find you? She just keeps calling me. How'd she get your number? Certain conversations. I don't let married women come to me, or any woman for that matter, but specifically married women. I don't let married women come to me and talk about their sex lives. I don't want to hear that. I ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you and your husband, you know, y'all having some struggles. The Bible don't say you talk to me about that. But that's all that goes on in the church is I'm weak and all this other stuff. You're quenching the spirit because as we're going to see, part of his job is to lead you away from that. Weakness comes the more you feed it. Some of you cannot watch romantic television shows with a lot of physical passion. Not because it'll take you to hell, but because it sets you on fire and there is no way to extinguish it. At least if you're married, you get set on fire. You got somebody to help, you know, put fire out. But if you're single and you get set on fire, you're in trouble. Even Solomon said, can a man take some fire to his bosom and not be burned? Can he walk on hot coals and not have his feet burned? In other words, you can't be around fine people and not be, you know, stirred up. That's what happened to Joseph. The Bible said he was over the house of Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife kept hitting on him, and she must have been fine because he turned around and ran out. He wouldn't have run out if she hadn't have been fine. Joseph said, I'm out of here, babe. This ain't going to happen. And she was bold. She had to be from the hood because she grabbed his coat and said, come lie with me. She wasn't one of them, you know, bougie suburbanites. She was like, baby, I know what I want. Come here. Joseph took that coat off and booked right on out of there. Why? Because Paul writes later, flee youthful lust. Why youthful? Because older people ought to know better. Here you 50 and 60 going around wearing juicy. You ain't nothing juicy about you at 60. It's that youthful lust. Old lust is just foolishness. In everything, give thanks. Give thanks for this message. Don't extinguish the spirit. Well, let's understand. What is Paul saying? Well, you can't say that you're not extinguishing the spirit until you understand the purpose of the spirit. If you understand the purpose of the spirit, then you can see where there are instances when you can extinguish him. So we need to understand the spirit's primary workings. He goes on with these directives. Don't despise prophecy. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And then he says something which is the most difficult for us. Abstain from all appearance of evil. In other words, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Even though you may be doing the right thing, be careful that it doesn't look bad to someone else. Amen? All right. This is why I tell young ministers, when you're counseling females, always have a table between you. Always keep the door open. If you need to, put a camera in the office. But never counsel females in the evening alone. Always make sure there's staff members there. Never allow a female to come in for counseling that just left the gym. Exercise produces pheromones. Pheromones is what makes you attractive. You can smell it. Next thing you know, the topic will get off of the Lord into other areas of frustration. Then on top of that, you don't want them coming in there with tight workout clothes on. That's why I go to the YMCA to do my workouts. Nothing in there but retired people. I do not have to bind the devil because there's no thongs. And them people are so old, they don't even know what thong is. Everybody in there with sweatsuits on, and we all baggy and bulky. And praise God, they walk in. Good morning, Pastor Lambert. Praise God, how are you? You go to some of these other clubs, they got dental floss on. And, And you sitting there trying to work out, going, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. It's too late now. You crossed over. I love my YMCA. Amen. I love my Y. That's where I go. It's a Christian place. Amen. All of us got our AARP cards. So Paul says, avoid the very appearance of it. God doesn't want you in certain places. Listen, Christian, the Holy Spirit will not allow you princesses and queens of God to go on South Beach with two-piece bathing suits that show all your body. You're a Christian. And you say what you want to say about the Muslims. They cover up their ladies. Pentecostal women advertise and they say nothing's for sale. Then why are you advertising? Don't come to church with the dresses all the way up to the backside and the neckline all the way down to the middle of the cleavage. And everything they ask you for, you got to reach in here and pull it out. You got a Bible? You got a mitt? Avoid the appearance of evil, especially when you work in the altar. People get upset. Oh, why so-and-so dressed in white all the time? Why are they always dressed like that? Because they're working the altar, and you don't want to call attention to yourself. So you dress as becoming workers. You don't want somebody working the altar with a tight car wash skirt on. You can't get your deliverance if somebody praying for you and all this is out and the V is showing and they're going, loose him. And you're like, yeah, loose him. Loose me. Let him out. Cover up from the neck to the floor. Don't give the enemy anything to work with. If the Holy Ghost is living in you, they should be drawn to the power. If you know you're working the altar, you don't put on all that sexy smelling perfume. It fires up a man. And some women too. Man come down for prayer and deliver them. Whoa. The most powerful sense you have is smell. In fact, you can't even taste if you can't smell. Smell is the most powerful sense you have. Stronger than vision. You trying to get delivered. Baby, you got Chanel 1 through 5. Paul said, nope. If you know you're working the altar this Sunday, all you smell is zest. And if you get turned on from zest, you got a demon. Avoid the appearance of it, especially if you're in the altar. If you think you're going to be called to the altar, if you sit with the ministers, if you sit in a position where you may be called into service, prepare for it. You represent Jesus at all times. But who is this Holy Spirit? Do you know that the pretzel was created in the 9th century? By a monk who wanted to illustrate the Trinity. So he took the dough, and when you take a pretzel, if you've ever seen it, they take the long string, you know, when you go to Auntie Anne's, and they fold it up a certain way so that there's 3 parts. He was trying to illustrate how the Trinity was 3 in 1. And so he made that pretzel by folding that string over. And it's 3 parts in 1. And so that's how it came about. It was to remind you of the Trinity. And yet we struggle with the Trinity because we secularize it. We think, and this is the difficult part, that God is over all of them. And so we minimize the Holy Spirit because he's the 3rd one, listen, referenced. But now I'm going to do what the Delphonic said. I'm going to blow your mind this time. In Genesis chapter 1, where all things begin. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was without form, and it was empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Second one referenced. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is another one of those instances when the translation doesn't fit the original use of the verb. Because our Bible, the modern Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. But the original Hebrew has the word brooded. It meant wait. It gives the impression, as Moses writes this, that God creates everything, but the Holy Spirit waited for the directive to fix it, to organize it. We need not go into a Scofieldian theory that the earth was created perfect, and with the fall of Satan, the chaos brought about the void and the darkness. We need not hypothesize that, because that's not scriptural. What's scriptural is that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I don't think God wants us to spend an enormous amount of time on how things were developed without form, void, and dark. But I do think he's trying to have us focus on the fact that the Holy Spirit waited over it until something else energized. That exists in the next verse where it says, and God said, light be, and bang. There was light.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
04116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Calling all preachers, evangelists, ministers, and carriers of the Word of God. Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to attend Preaching Workshop 2016. This year's theme is Releasing the Fire with Specific Purpose. Come and learn from dynamic preachers of the Word, including Dr. Wesley Pinnock of True Light Fellowship Church, Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church, and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. You'll have an opportunity to develop new strategies that will make your preaching effective for the Lord. Workshop topics include preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. The cost for materials and lunch is $20 per person. It's all taking place Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314, or visit BethelDeliverance.org.